All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I want you to do. This is what we're going to do our show on today, and I want you guys to be ready for this. I want you to be pretty freaking pumped and excited about it. There is a lot of rumors going around right now that the United States of America is, for some reason, I don't know why these things start, but we're going to get into it. But answer this poll. Answer that poll at the top of the chat. Do you think the United States of America is going to allow Iran to enrich uranium? There's a reason I'm asking this question. There's a reason I'm asking. You know what? I'm gonna kill the intro, and we're just gonna jump right into this. It just is what it is. Is the United States of America going to allow Iran to enrich uranium? I got sent a post by a viewer this morning. I got sent by a post by a follower over on X. And it comes. It's an article by Vision Magazine. Let me just throw it up on the screen to get it out of here. Jerusalem should prepare for major Trump betrayals. Now, I found over online there's a lot of people in Israel that fear that the United States of America is for some reason going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And if for some reason you think that, by the end of this show, you will not anymore. It will be completely and totally out of your head. And I'm not saying that because I just went over and read one headline. I'm not saying that because I just made up my mind that's what it's going to be. I'm judging it off, number one, the actions of the current administration. The actions. I'm not judging it off misleading articles. I'm not judging it off of anything other than the actions of this administration and the words of this administration. Why do I say the words of this administration? Because believe it or not, the words of the Trump administration, when it comes down to whether or not Iran should have a nuclear enrichment and a uranium enrichment program, has been extremely clear. Not allowing them to have a nuclear weapon has been very, very clear. And even things such as this article right here allege that, let's see, the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, let's see where they actually quote him in here. They bring up Waltz being fired. Let me grab this quote out of this article. They allege that the president's recent decision to oust his national security advisor, Mike Waltz, should also make obvious the current daylight between Trump and Netanyahu on Iran. I totally and completely disagree. And I'm going to show you guys why. And it's not that I just disagree, it's that I brought the freaking facts. So if you're Israeli and you're watching this and you're worried because you read this, or because you've been listening to people talk online, or because people are just filled with Trump derangement syndrome, again, by the end of this, and I'm glad, it's amazing, 73% of the people who are watching this channel right now don't think Iran's going to be allowed to enrich uranium. But for some reason, we have things like this floating around. And in my opinion, it's articles like this that make people believe that the United States is, for some reason, not going to back up Israel when it comes to all this. I wrote an article today, and if you guys want any of the information, this is where you can find it. All right, let me just take it and share the link for this article so that you guys can follow along if you like. And I'm going to explain this as we go, because I want you guys to be able to have the facts on this, and I want you guys to be able to understand this. So there's your article. You guys, it's got all of the links and stuff. Anything that's underlined inside of the article, it's got all of the links that you can go click on, and it'll take you to everything that I'm going to be going over today. So there's all of your facts. So if you guys need the information to arm yourselves with, I just pinned it in the chat so you guys can have it. Yeah, the author is trying to stir a lot of stuff up, and a lot of people are trying to stir up a lot of crud. All right? So this is what I just dropped in the chat. You're going to see it. It's up over there. Is Trump backing off of Iran? No. He's not, right? First thing we're going to go over is this. Obviously, the article itself. It throws a bunch of crap out there. I even think it talks about Steve Witkoff, which we're going to touch on in a second. First thing that we're going to bring up here is Mike Waltz, right? And this article, as you guys can see, no, I'm declining your stupid cookies, goes all the way back to March 24th of 2025. So all the way back in March of 2025. What exactly did Mike Waltz end up saying all the way back in March of 2025? He says, full dismantlement. Iran has to give up its program in a way that the entire world can see. As Donald Trump has said, this is coming to a head. All options are on the table, and it's time for Iran to walk away completely from its desire to have a nuclear weapon. They cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapons program. That's enrichment. That's weaponization. And that is its strategic missile program. Okay? If you guys want to see it, I'm going to throw it up on your screen right here so you can like follow along with it, because it's absolutely freaking nuts. I find myself having to like defend this. It's out of the same article. That's what I ended up reading over for you guys. All right? It's right there. This is Mike Waltz's statement all the way back in, what did I say, March? So we're going on multiple months now of just absolute straight on fact. Iran will not be allowed to have it. And he speaks directly for the president in this case, as does Steve Witkoff. And we're going to take a look and see what Steve Witkoff had to say about all of this as well. Because I got to be honest with you guys, even the nuclear, the thing that was going around about the 3.67% enrichment, I think even I fell for the propaganda on that one. And we're going to get the facts straight today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go get the facts on this straight, because right now, in my opinion, it's spinning really, really freaking far and out of control. This is one of this. Steve Witkoff, in an interview with Sean Hannity, took place, oh, when was this? On April 14th. And I remember talking about this and being like, oh, look at that. They're already rolling back all of their freaking statements on it. Well, how about we go listen to what he had to say first? How do you guys feel about that? Let's listen to what Steve Witkoff actually said on Sean Hannity. This is the full interview, and I have to air it all the way through for context. Because when taken out of context, things change.
Well, you know what? Money solves a lot of problems, Steve. You've been a successful businessman your whole career. Let me go to Iran, if I may, and meeting face-to-face with the Iranian foreign minister, the first known contact with the U.S. and Iran since the president took office. Same question, but a different context. Are the Iranians trying to buy time? My understanding and public disclosures have them at, and the IAEA report, about 60% enrichment. To get from 60 to 90%, which is weapon-grade enrichment, is a very short period of time. Then they would need a delivery system. So my question is this. Both you and the president have been very adamant that the Iranian and Iranians cannot get a bomb. I agree with both of you. I'm skeptical, like a lot of other people. How do you have a conversation with people that believe in a caliphate, convert or die, and, you know, the notion that they've got to wipe Israel and the U.S. off the map? I don't know if it's ever going to be possible to get a deal with people that have that ideology and mindset. How'd it go?
Well, Sean, the president's message of peace through strength, it resonates throughout the world. This is not a threat on my part now. It is just a simple fact. The president means what he says, which is they cannot have a bomb. The conversation with the Iranians will be much about two critical points. One, enrichment. As you mentioned, they do not need to enrich past 3.67%. In some circumstances, they're at 60%, in other circumstances, 20%. That cannot be. And you do not need to run, as they claim, a civil nuclear program where you're enriching past 3.67%.
So, in context, Sean Hannity had asked him about Iran's nuclear weapons program and what the U.S. was going to do about it. This was leading up to, prior to the talk, going over there. And him asking, in particular, what's going on with it? What's that going to be about? And the way Steve Witkoff brings it up, he says they've enriched past 3.67%, and there's no need to do that. And that, and I quote, this cannot be. He also continues to talk about it. And it's funny because I see people down in the comment section. Yeah, there's not going to be enrichment. I'm going to show you the direct quote from Donald Trump this month, to where he clearly states dismantlement of the program. And it echoes all the way back to March, when the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, had said the exact same words. And here we have Steve Witkoff, and what he's talking about is what Iran has been doing, what they were allowed to do, and what they have been doing. And they are, like, way outside of their freaking, like, privy. When he talked about the 3.67%, it was in reference to Iran enriching past it and that there is no need for them to do it. Let's continue.
So this is going to be much about verification on the enrichment program and then ultimately verification on weaponization. That includes...
It's going to be verification on their enrichment program. Not that they are in compliance at 3.67%. It's verifying what the IAEA had stated. That they have 60% enriched uranium and over 600 pounds of it, for crying out loud. And then ultimately verification of the weapons program. So if you're going to say that we are verifying that they're keeping it there, then you'd also have to say that we're verifying their weapons program and that that's okay. You'd be a freaking lunatic to think that the USA is okay with that. Listen to it again.
Full nuclear program where you're enriching past 3.67%. So this is going to be much about verification on the enrichment program and then ultimately verification on weaponization. That includes missiles, the type of missiles that they have stockpiled there, and it includes... the trigger for a bomb. And I think we're here to have, as the president indicated, and I take my direction from him every day that I go to work, we're here to see if we can solve this situation diplomatically and with dialogue. The first meeting was positive.
So solving it diplomatically and with dialogue. He also said a trigger for a bomb, which he's clearly talking about a nuclear weapon. And so going into these talks, that's exactly what he was looking for. Is this what they are doing? Are they enriching past that point? Let's verify the weapons that they have, and let's check, in his words, a trigger for a bomb. I.e., do they have a freaking nuclear weapon? That's what he was talking about when he made that statement.
Positive, constructive, compelling.
Mm-hmm. I'm a trust but verify guy. Would it include, Steve, anywhere, any place, anytime, U.S. inspectors, not U.N. inspectors? That would have to be critical. I don't trust the U.N. I don't think you do either.
Now, look, the devil, as you know, we've talked about this, the devil will be in the details of the document, and hopefully we'll have that high-quality problem of getting a document drafted. But verification will be the key point that undergirds this this agreement if we're fortunate enough to get there. And we're going to have very tight verification. There hasn't been much in the way of verification in the last several years prior to our administration. That's got to change. And if it changes, then we'll have the...
Okay. He answered Hannity's question with one word initially and then started to talk. Did you guys hear what that word was? Did you hear what it was? Let's go back and listen to Hannity's question. Because he asked him the question.
I'm a trust but verify guy. Would it include, Steve, anywhere, any place, anytime, U.S. inspectors, not...
Would it include anywhere, any place, anytime, U.S. inspectors? And clearly he's talking about for an enrichment program, right?
UN inspectors. That would have to be critical.
And to be clear, this is Sean Hannity asking the question because Sean Hannity is confused at this point.
I don't trust the UN. I don't think you do either.
No, the devil.
No. The devil is in the details, he said. Then he goes into the document. You want to hear it again?
No, the
No. One more time.
Well, I don't trust the UN. I don't think you do either.
No, the devil is you.
No, he doesn't trust him. It's in the details.
you know, we've talked about this. The devil will be in the details of the document, and hopefully we'll have that high quality problem of getting a document drafted. But verification will be the key point that undergirds this this agreement if we're fortunate enough to get there. And we're going to have very tight verification. There hasn't been much in the way of verification in the last several years prior to our administration. That's got to change. And if it changes, then we'll have the basis for positive talks. And if it doesn't change, then we'll have to seek alternatives, which will not be good for anybody.
So if it doesn't change, and what is supposed to be changing? Well, let's go back to what Mike Waltz said. Full dismantlement. Iran has to give up its program in a way that the entire world can see, as President Donald Trump has said. This is coming to a head. Full dismantlement. Iran has to give up its program in a way that the entire world can see, as President Donald Trump has said. This is coming to a head. All options are on the table, and it is time for Iran to walk away completely from its desire to have a nuclear weapon. They cannot be allowed to have nuclear weapons. That's enrichment. That's weaponization. And that's its strategic missile program. That was March. That was March. And then Steve Witkoff ended up making that statement, and everybody spun it. Everybody looked at it, and everybody spun it as if something was going to be crazy. And that came out on April 14th, that interview. That's when everybody got crazy. And people, even myself, bought into the bullshit articles and didn't go back and listen to the entire clip. We listened to the one little freaking thing and didn't listen to everything in its context. The very next day, this is a statement by Steve Witkoff after everything happened. A deal with Iran will only be completed if it's a Trump deal. And final arrangement must set a framework for peace, stability, and prosperity in the Middle East. Meaning that Iran must stop and eliminate its nuclear enrichment and weaponization program. I'll say that again. The following day, after that statement, on Sean Hannity, that was spun out of control, Steve Witkoff made this statement. Iran must stop and eliminate its nuclear enrichment and weaponization program. Still, the media wanted to come out and try to convince you that for some reason, Trump doesn't have Israel's back. Holy crap. That statement cannot be any more clear. There's even people in the comment section. I just read it here a minute ago. And don't worry, we're going to get up to a recent statement by Donald Trump. Jude says, respectfully, I've got to disagree. They will not stop enriching and nothing will happen for at least 30 days. Trump will be in the area this month. Okay. You mean to tell me that Trump can't be in the area when bombs are falling? Since when? The man's visited war zones. Think he can't be in another country? Get the hell out of here. I don't know who is convincing you guys of this stuff. It's absolutely nuts. It is here in black and white in front of you. Okay, well, that was all the way back in April, maybe, Matt. That was all the way back in April, and you just read a huge, long thing about... You just went over the entire interview. Let's keep going. How about a recent statement from Donald Trump? How about on May 4th? 5 days ago. Five. Total dismantlement. Yes, that's all I will accept. Can this be any more clear? President Trump said the goal of negotiations with Iran is to achieve full dismantlement of Tehran's nuclear program. This was on May 4th. The message has been complete and clear this entire time, and yet you have been led to believe otherwise. You got to ask yourself why and who's behind the message. Because it is abundantly clear. In March, April, and May, the U.S. has had the exact same stance. And for some reason, the media has figured out a way to convince you otherwise. This doesn't even have to be a long podcast to sit here and blow this thing out the freaking water. The facts and the words and the truth speak for themselves. May 4th, Trump will only accept total dismantlement of Iran's nuclear weapon program. It cannot be any more clear. And yet they are continuing to convince you otherwise. Witkoff doesn't trust Iran. He clearly stated it. Donald Trump doesn't trust Iran. His national security advisor, former, doesn't trust Iran. Nobody in this administration wants Iran to have nuclear weapons. The Secretary of Defense has moved more freaking military equipment into the Middle East than we've seen in decades. Everything hanging out at Diego Garcia wasn't just for Yemen. And let's talk about Yemen for a minute because I saw it come up in the comments section. Signalgate. We ended up seeing the messages come out of there. The goal is to reopen the Red Sea corridor. That was clear. And it was clear that we were doing it, bailing out the EU, or at least that's what the administration thought. I stated that on the podcast back then. The U.S. did not retaliate because Iran fired ballistic missiles at the Houthis. The Biden administration didn't move into the Red Sea because Yemen fired ballistic missiles at Israel. The U.S. moved in to the Red Sea because Ansar Allah, the terrorist organization known as the Houthis, thought it would be a good idea to start sinking merchant vessels traveling in international waters in the Red Sea. Jude, Trump does back Israel 100%, but the timing is what I'm talking about. Dude, I don't think you can say that he's not going to do a dang thing when he's over there. He might be meeting up just to look somebody in the face to be like, you know what? You're right. You're going to continue to enrich your uranium. And I'm going to push the button now. This is the man, when setting up the Doha agreement, literally showed the home of the leader of the Taliban and threatened to kill him if he goes back on it. You won't know for sure until it happens. But there has been nothing other than action and very strong words out of this administration that Iran is not going to be allowed to enrich nuclear weapons. It is absurd for you to think or state otherwise. And truthfully, I kind of don't blame you if you think otherwise. Because these aren't the statements that are being put out by mainstream media. It's the other ones, and it's all questions on whether or not he will or he won't. Let me tell you something. Had they had written, ask yourself this question, had mainstream media written articles like this that straight showed you that there will be no enrichment? And that statement got made in March, it got made in April, and it's been made in May. The goal of the negotiations with Iran is to achieve full dismantlement of Tehran's nuclear program. They are not going to be allowed. He didn't say nuclear weapons program. He said nuclear program. Nuclear program. For the love of God, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. Because you are being misled by mainstream media. It is the same thing that has launched podcasts and made us into what we are today, because you don't trust them. And when I show you stuff like this, and I show you direct statements from Donald Trump, from his national security advisor, and from the special envoy to the Middle East, that all clearly state, clearly, Iran will not be allowed to enrich uranium. clear statements. If you think that it's not going to happen, if you think that Iran is going to be allowed to have a nuclear enrichment program, you tell me where you got that idea from, because I want to know what the F you're smoking. Tell me what source you have. I just named March, April, May. March, April, May. This administration has had the same stance. March, April, and May. They are not going to be allowed to have it. Can you please tell me, other than a speculative article, which, by the way, if we were to go back to the original thing that got us up over here anyways, Jerusalem should prepare for major Trump betrayals, that quite literally points out that, like, Waltz was probably dismissed. You want me to show you it again? And this is where they go. The president's recent decision to oust his national security advisor, Michael Waltz, should also make obvious the current daylight between Trump and Netanyahu on Iran. Since frickin' when? Where do they get the balls to say that? Where? Because we go back to Waltz's statement, they cannot be allowed to have nuclear weapons. That's enrichment, that's weaponization, and it's a strategic missile program. That was in March, national security advisor. We go to present day. The goal of the negotiations with Iran is to achieve a full disarmament of Tehran's nuclear program. And we go back to April. Iran must stop and eliminate its nuclear enrichment and weaponization program. Holy shit. At no point in time have we ever suggested that Iran is going to be allowed to enrich uranium. It has been perfectly clear. So for all of you that are stating otherwise in the comment section, nut up and show me where it says that. It is disgusting. This is a massive fear that's currently taking place. I'm kind of curious to see where it's at. I started running a poll this morning over on Twitter. And Twitter polls, I mean, they're freaking hit or miss. I've got a decent Israeli following over there, and I started running this poll. Is the Trump administration going to back out of an Iranian strike? Yes, the USA is backing out. 16% said fake news. 34% said, I don't know, show me the results. 48%, almost 50% of those surveyed so far, think the Trump administration is going to back out of Iran nuclear strike. They think that the Trump administration is allowing Iran to enrich uranium, or wants to. I'm yelling because it's frustrating. I'm yelling so people hear. It is absolutely obnoxious to me that people think this way. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to take off. I've got a lot of stuff that I have to attend to today. The studio is going to be broke down and it's going to be set back up on Monday with a brand new look. Praying nothing.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.